And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of Constance Garnett, born in Brighton, England, 1861, who gave us the first English translations of many famous 19th century Russian novels. It was said she could translate 5,000 words a day. She finished Tolstoy's Anna Karenina in 6 months. She translated Dostoevsky's complete works. However, she tended to skip phrases that she herself did not understand. She often missed the joke in the original Russian, and she did censor out passages that offended her Victorian sensibility. And so most of the Constance Garnett translations have now been replaced by better versions. It was on this day, 1936, Zora Neale Hurston finished her novel Their Eyes Were Watching God, which she wrote in Haiti. She was doing research down there for a Guggenheim Fellowship. She was also trying to escape from a very intense love affair with a younger man. She was in her mid-40s. He was a graduate student, 23. She said he was tall, dark brown, magnificently built. He had a fine mind. The two of them adored each other, but he wanted her to give up her career to marry him and to leave New York City. And Zora Neale Hurston said, "I really wanted to do anything he wanted me to do, but that one thing I could not do." So she escaped to the Caribbean, to Haiti, but she couldn't forget him, and she began to write a novel, a story of a woman named Janie Crawford, who is in love with a younger man called Tea Cake. She said, "I tried to embalm all the tenderness of my passion for that young man in Their Eyes Were Watching God." She wrote the novel in less than 2 months. She said, "I wrote it under internal pressure. I wish I could write it again." It was on this day, 1843, Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol. The year before, he had gone out to visit Cornwall to see for himself the horrible conditions of children working in the mines there, and he wanted to write a book exposing the terrible situation of children in poverty, which turned out to be A Christmas Carol, which didn't do as much for child labor laws as it did for the holiday of Christmas, which was starting to take off in England. The Christmas Carol showed Christmas as a time for family and for simple pleasures, and it caught the imagination of readers in England and in America and helped to create the Christmas ideal that is all around us today. Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Meeting. After so long an absence, at last we meet again. Does the meeting give us pleasure, or does it give us pain? The tree of life has been shaken, and but few of us linger now, like the prophet's two or three berries in the top of the uttermost bough. We cordially greet each other in the old familiar tone, and we think, though we do not say it, how old and gray he is grown. We speak of a Merry Christmas and many a Happy New Year, but each in his heart is thinking of those that are not here. We speak of friends and their fortunes and of what they did and said, till the dead alone seem living, and the living alone seem dead. And at last we hardly distinguish between the ghosts and the guests, and a mist and shadow of sadness steals over our merriest jests. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.